I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Jeff Hurst, the Trailer Booking and Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is More Than Just a Podcast. Season 7, episode 37. Before I start, there is no John or George Bucci tonight. They are both having beauty treatments. We don't know what they are yet. We'll reveal that all at the end. But back is Nigel with his dulcet tones.
I'll do.
Where are you, Nigel, and what are you doing?
I'm in my kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, I know. And if you look on Facebook, there's no one called I'm in my kitchen. So
yeah. And we've brought in a substitute, our first choice substitute.
Liar.
He's
couldn't make it.
he's a Sony award winner broadcaster. It's Ian Dale. Where are you and what are you doing?
Hello. I am in my sitting room in Pembury near Tunbridge Wells, and it's rather hot.
Good, good. Well, there should we go. We'll talk about some football to begin with, shall we? Because we won a game and we're mathematically safe. Let's start with Ian as our guest today. Did you go to Leicester? Did you watch the game?
I didn't go to Leicester. I've only seen the highlights, but it looks as if it's one of our best performances of the season, which has been a long time in coming. And I think the Noble goal has to be up with Obiang's goal for goal of the season, doesn't it? I know Obiang's already won it, but had that goal been scored earlier in the season, I suspect Mark Noble would have won it. Absolutely fantastic. But it looked like a really good performance all round, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm disagreed with Nigel on a Facebook or a WhatsApp group where I thought for the first sort of 20, 30 minutes, I thought we were a bit, and the commentator said it was a bit like a pre-season or a training game, and no one seemed to be, maybe it was a bit of nerves, but no one was really playing any football. It was played at a slow space, and really nothing happening. And then we hit the post, followed by our first goal. And then I thought we had a really solid, last 20 minutes of the first half and had a fantastic second half. And I agree, it was up there. We should have won 4 or 5-0. But Nigel, I know you watched the game and you gave a different opinion to mine. So let's see your expert opinion on the Leicester match.
Yeah, the difference of opinion was we obviously had the better of the first 20-25 minutes when you was going on, it's not too good, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well, where the team creating here? Leicester weren't at the races at all. They showed no interest in trying to really win the game or to do anything. They were just going through the motions. Mid-table mediocrity, you could call it, against a team supposedly battling for their lives.
Do you think also it was in part because they don't particularly like their manager, He seems to be on skid row at the moment, or death row. And that was the real reason they couldn't get motivated, because apparently the owners had flown in to watch the game. So, of course, the manager was hoping that the players had put in a performance, and they just didn't do that at all throughout the game. And Moyes, I think, agreed with you, Nigel, that the first half was our best half.
Well, it's hard for me to comment. I don't really pay attention to Leicester. Obviously, I know there's a bit of unrest. Why, I don't know. But if that is the case, then I would go shame on the players then, because they're there to play for the fans, which is something I've always said about West Ham. The players are there to play for us first and foremost. Don't matter who the manager is. But then again, aren't West Ham players unhappy with Moyes? Apparently, maybe not.
Well, we'll talk about that later. A stat attack, because I know you like them, Nigel, is West Ham had 46% to their 54%. The interesting thing is both teams had 13 shots. They had two on target. We had three on target. So not a lot to choose from shots or shots on target, except out of our three, two of them went in. And let's start with Joe Mario, Super Mario. Very unselfish of Arnautovic to give it to him, I thought. You know, he's always, you know, made out to be a bit of a bastard and a very selfish player, but I thought he showed himself to be quite unselfish during the game. What do you think, Nigel?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. Obviously, Mario was in the open position to put the ball in the net, so you could look at it. It wasn't on a plate for Arnautovic, was it, to score? So... Is that the dog barking again?
No, it's me coughing.
Sony Award broadcaster.
I've got 3 hours. I'm a bit tickly at the moment.
I bet. You need to suck a fisherman's friend.
Oh, not the old ones are always the best.
It's like the junction of podcasting.
Usually works though, Nigel. I tell you.
Oh, dear. We've gone downhill early already. Carry on, Ian. Oh, sorry, Nigel.
What was I saying? So
you were saying about Joe Mario.
Teamwork, you could say. Perhaps, you know, there is a team now that's been waiting to come out. It's hard to put your finger on where that performance came from. Was it that Leicester was so poor that we could only play better? Or was it the team... West Ham had finally realised they had to do something after the last two debacle performances, Arsenal, Man City.
Do you know what I think it is in part? And Nigel, if you saw the whole game, you might know more about this than I do. But I reckon this season, when Masuaku has been on song, West Ham have been on song. And from what I saw, the short highlights I saw, Masuaku was on song in that game. And when he combines with Arnautovic and Lanzini, that's when we play well.
Yeah, Masuaku does bring a forward thinking to our defence, which, though, you could look at and say it could be a bit of our undoing. The fact we conceded as many goals as the worst team, Stoke, we both conceded 67, which is the worst in the league. But then the fact that he bombs forward, I don't know what the stats are with goals. We're the seventh best goal scoring, or the eighth best goal scoring team in the league. So it'd be interesting to see how our goals come with Masuaku.
We conceded the most.
So that says the problem's actually at the back, not at the front.
Yeah.
But the problem could be, I don't know. When you're playing five at the back, the idea is that the wing backs are supposed to be your wingers to bomb forward and get back. So, but we're definitely better with Masuaku in the team than without him, that's for sure.
Let's ask a question about Mario while we're talking about him goal scoring. Let's start with you, Nigel. Has he done enough to try and get him permanently this summer? Or
I'd pay 20 for him and no more.
Ian?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's been average in a lot of games. He scored a couple of goals. He looks as if he's a very skillful player, but he's got very little pace, it seems to me. And I'm not sure what he provides that some of the other people who play in that position do. I mean, he's competing with Lanzini for a place. Well, there's only one player that's going to win that battle at the moment. And you think, well, when Antonio's back, we might want to talk about him later with these rumours that moved to Crystal Palace. But when he, assuming he's still there, you would always play him, I think, over Mario as well. So, I mean, all this talk about what's his release clause, 39 million or something. Well, there's no way that he's worth anything like that. If we can get for 15 to 20, you'd say, well, not too bad. But do we not really want to set our sights higher in this transfer market and actually buy players who we know are going to be, well, maybe not quite world-class, but not far off?
We're going to come back to transfers a bit later. Before, let's just talk about the rest of the game. Obviously, we spoke about it to begin with. Mark Noble, Garth Crooks said that he should have won Hammer of the Year. I call him Gareth Crooks, rather, because I bumped into him once at Wembley with John and George, and I shouted, Gareth, Gareth, and he didn't look round. And then as John told me afterwards, his name's Garth. So that's probably why he didn't turn around. Who are you talking to? Where's Gareth? I don't know if you saw his piece, but he sung the praises of Mark Noble and said he should have been the Hammer of the Year. Now, I know Nigel's view on this, and I'll come to him second. A lot of people give Mark Noble a lot of grief, saying he's past it and should leave. What's your view on Mark Noble, Ian?
I don't think he is past it, but he's probably approaching that time of his career where he will be. And I'm not sure next season whether he hasn't played every game this season, has he? Every West Ham fan wants Mark Noble to play at his best the whole time. And I think sometimes we have unrealistic expectations of him. He's played through quite a few injuries in the last couple of seasons, and I think that's affected his game. He's never had a huge amount of pace, but he's compensated for it because he does actually read the game really well. And certainly since Christmas, I think you could say he's been one of our best players. But, I mean, in all honesty, would you... What was that?
What is
in
that?
All honesty...
Would that's you, Nigel, it's got to be.
I'm not that unprofessional, I'll have you know.
Well, it wasn't me, I don't think, or anything near me. Anyway, I think it was right to go to Arnautovic. I think he's been absolutely superb. It's a shame he wasn't superb in the first third of the season. But since Bilic left, I mean, however this has happened, whether you put it down to David Moyes, whether you put it down to the fact that Moyes is playing him as a central striker or anything else, he has been outstanding. And it wouldn't at all surprise me if one of the big clubs comes in for him in the summer with a very large bid.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised. As people said, he's a bastard, but he's our bastard, which I think really sums him up. You know, here's a guy who most of us were saying, what a waste of money and giving a hard time on social media. And yet he turned it around. And he did an interview at the time and said, I'm going to turn the West Ham fans around. They just love that crossed arms and kissing the badge. And
he really has done it in the way that he's played. He hasn't had to do all, I mean, he has done the kissing the badge and all the rest of it, but you can take that with a pinch of salt. But he really has put 100% effort in. Mm. And players like him sometimes do not. And that's when we all get frustrated with them. And it is, and you look at sort of some players who've come from Central Europe, the Balkans. I know he's Austrian, but sort of with his Balkan background, they do. I'm going to be very generalizing here, not at all racist, whatever. But they are quite temperamental, those kind of players. And I think he's used his temperament to his advantage in the second half of the season. And we've all seen the results of it. I mean, who would have thought that he would end up as our top scorer?
Yeah. Nigel, you love Mark Noble.
Love.
I know. Because he's a local boy.
It's a Tarnish love.
Do you?
Yeah. After what he'd done to that fan against Burnley.
You disagree with that.
Yeah, I thought he was bang out of order.
Is his time up?
Do you know what? I think if he had someone next to him that was a bit more rock steady, apart from Chiari, then perhaps you could get some more time out of him. So I think there's a decision to make about playing Chiari and Noble together. So you could have one or the other. You could keep both and have one on the subs bench, one play, bit of rotation, bit of cup football. But you need a bit more strength in there.
So, yes, I would keep Noble. I'd keep Chiarte. But what I'd want to do is bring in another one to play with either of them two, not with both of them two.
Leon Dendonca is back in the news again, isn't he?
Well, which is a little bit of a mixed message, which we'll come to later. You know, Stuart Pearce out watching Dendonca, yet if Moyes is going to stay. Anyway, more of that later. Let's just talk about some of the players that have been rumoured that might be outbound. Adrian looking at going to Spain. Apparently, decision has been made whether David Moyes says it has or not. On Joe Hart, they think he's on too much money to stay unless he takes a massive drop. Adrian wants out, so it looks like we've got to get a new keeper or two. Cresswell, they will accept offers, I hear. Cresswell, I think they've outgrown him. Evra will obviously be off. Reed will be maybe too injury prone and not to his best anymore, looking to replace there. Mario, I doubt, will get a place. Carroll's up for sale. Hernandez, I don't see a way back unless there's a new manager. Chiarte, long time since we've seen him his best. Who else have we got to add into the pot that could be out this summer? Nigel?
Fernandez.
You think Fernandez has not got the... No.
That's the problem you got is you've named three quarters of the team.
Well, that's the problem. Anyone you'd add in, Ian?
I wouldn't add in Fernandes, actually. I really rate Fernandes, and he's very young. I think he's had a disappointing season mainly because of injuries. Only just back from injury, so I think if we judge him on the last few games, I think that's really unfair. So I would want to keep him. Snodgrass, Moyes seems to want to give another chance if he's still the manager, which I'm sorry, but he just didn't do anything when he was with us before. And it's a shame because with every other club he's been to, he's actually done really well for them. But maybe he's found his level at the top
different
of the championship.
Manager now, though.
Well, it may be.
Played but, for us, and we were watching his Villa form. I think a few people were going, "Well, Snodgrass is worth a punt." If you look at his Villa form, you would think, "Well, it's a totally different player to what we had." So perhaps he is worth a shot because at the end of the day, we ain't got to pay for him, have we? We already own him.
True, but I think it's just risky. I think if you're going to play someone in that position, you want someone you know is going to be able to perform at the top level, and he hasn't done that for us. I would rather, if we can recoup the 10 or 12 million or whatever we paid for him, use that to buy a much better player, in my view.
So let's talk about maybe some inbound. Obviously, I'll start it off.
Well, have we finished talking about the outbounds yet?
Is there any other outbound that I didn't
I would not want to lose Aaron Cresswell. I think he's an absolutely superb player. He may not have had his best couple of seasons in the last, but I mean, he's actually genuinely played quite well, I think, in recent games. Sam Byram, everyone talks about.
Sam
he should go.
Sam Byram
injury record.
No, Sam Byram is another one that probably is going to go, from what I hear.
Well, why? Whenever he's played, okay, he's made a few mistakes, but I remember his first game. I mean, he was man of the match. Superb game. Are we really going to chuck all these young players out and replace them with Zabaletas and Evras? Surely that's not where we need to be. We should be trying to cultivate these young players and making them better players. And yet we seem to be quite happy to get rid of them at the moment. I mean, Reece Oxford, Reece Burke, two players who we all thought would be dead certs for the first team, have barely been given a chance. Yeah. And yet we seem to have forgotten about them.
I'm just the messenger.
Well, I know.
Ian, any more that you would say about the list?
Well, Zabaleta would be one who you think, well, he's getting on a bit. He's had an okay season. He's never let us down. He's been very consistent.
I think he's got another year in him, Zabaleta.
Yeah, I think he probably has. James Collins, I think we'd all love to see him stay. And if they can offer him a contract where he's on almost a pay-per-play deal, why wouldn't you want to keep James Collins? He's the sort of character you want in the dressing room. He will come on if he's needed to play the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so if a defender's injured. It's surely obvious that you don't want to get rid of him.
I think if he was on a pay-as-you-play, I think they probably would entertain that. But at the moment, he's on 30 grand a week. I know that no conversation's gone on. I just Yeah, it's a difficult one because, you know, our heart says James Collins, our Ginger Pelé, passionate. You know, we watch him with the away fans at the Emirates. He travelled while injured with the team up to Leicester. He came on the pitch and everything. But, you know, is he 36?
He came on the pitch. Dear.
Came on the pitch to celebrate with the fans. Yeah. Oh, here we go. You two.
I thought it was normally Moyes pulling them off. That's the recent joke that you've had in the last few episodes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
just to show I do listen.
Good. So, Nigel, any you would add or remove from the coal list this summer?
To be fair, I think you've just done James Collins a disservice because I don't think we want him signed up because he's sat in with the away fans at Arsenal and because I think we want him signed up because he gives everything when he plays. And he is a good defender.
The
age is no barrier. Sabaleta's roughly the same age. We're saying give him another year. When James Collins steps on that pitch, generally, he's the best defender when he plays.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got no distribution of the ball. So
he's 35 in August. Yeah, just to be clear, I called him 36. He's 35 in August.
He throws his body on the line time and time again to block the ball. He is actually a defender's defender. You give the ball at his feet and he's going to stick it off somewhere. He probably don't know where it's going to go. But it don't matter because he's the defender and he's there to stop the goals.
And Sabaleta's only 33, just to give him, you know.
Yeah, but for a wing-back, that is quite an age, isn't it? If he was a central defender, you'd say, well, 33, fair enough. But and he does sort of zip up and down the wing a bit, but he's never going to be a Masuaku, is he? And if you have Andy Carroll or Arnautovic in the middle and you want crosses coming in, we know that Masuaku can cross a good ball. We know that Cresswell can cross a good ball. Sabaleta, I've never seen him really cross a good ball.
Hmm. Well, I think he's had a terrific season for West Ham. I mean, he got third in the Hammer of the Year, third place after Rice. I thought he's had a decent, solid season for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. But if we were playing a flat back four, you would say fine. But I think when you're playing wing backs, 33, 34-year-old, is that's asking something.
Yeah. Anybody to add to our coal list, Nigel? Before we move on.
Apart from you, no.
I think get rid of both Hart and Adrian and bring in somebody decent. I mean, I'd love to see them sign Jack Butland. But
that's what I was going to say. Let's start with Jack Butland, that they want up to...
They want 40 million for him, according to, shall we say, a senior source.
Nigel?
I would target, obviously, goalkeepers and defence. You can see that, as I say, you look at it, we haven't had a problem scoring goals compared to the rest of the league. The top six have scored more, and one of the, not Burnley, we've scored more goals than Burnley, who are seventh. I think it's Everton, I think we've scored more. And that's it. We scored more goals than any other team. But we're shipping them in like nothing. So that's a big problem. So it is in defence. The problem for me, where I'm worried about, is that some of the players, will Lanzini stay? Because it's all right saying, oh, we're going to sell the players that we want to sell. What happens when the bigger teams come and try and buy the players we don't want to sell? Because the circus act that is West Ham United, these players probably want out. You've got the World Cup coming up. Lanzini's going to be going there for Argentina. Let's wait and see what happens there. Because he's the magic man for me that we should be building the team around. With Arnautovic up front.
Right, so we did a poll, as I've just been talking about.
Yeah, I don't have your Moyes in and Moyes out. That is the most shameful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, dear. Ian, what are the scores on the doors for the famous poll at the moment?
Well, they haven't changed much, actually, over the course of the day. Rafa Benitez, 41%. David Moyes, 12%. Unai Emery, 16%. Marco Silva, 9%. Thomas Tuchel, 13%, none of the above, 8%. And it really has been like that most of the day, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's about 3,500 now, isn't it, that have taken the poll. I mean, it seems Rafa... are you surprised about the Rafa, that most people would want Rafa?
Well, not on the basis of what he's done this season, not at all. Bear in mind that he was nearly West Ham's manager when I think it was Sam Allardyce took over, wasn't it? Was it Bilic?
Yeah.
No, I think it was, whichever. He was within minutes of signing the contract, and then he got a phone call from Real Madrid. And the only reason I think why he might slightly be tempted to come to us if it came to that was because I think he genuinely feels that he didn't behave badly because he was completely honest with Sullivan. And Sullivan said, well, of course, if Real Madrid come in, you've got to go to them. Who wouldn't? So I think there is an existing relationship there. Having said that, I've read various autobiographies of Liverpool players when he was the manager there. And I left reading those, but I think one of them was it Robbie Fowler or was it? I don't know. I can't remember who it was now. And I don't think I would ever want him to come to West Ham. But he's done a good job at Newcastle on very limited resources. So I wouldn't be crying if he came to West Ham, but he wouldn't be my first choice.
Nigel, because I know you love these polls, and you did tell the readers of West Ham Till I Die that you would be taking me and Ian to task tonight. So
I said I'd be making my feelings known. Luckily, I'll be making my feelings known to Ian and Sean tonight, I think I said.
Okay, well.
Bear in mind, it's nothing to do with me, Gov.
All right. It's on your site, Gov.
Yeah, I know, but we have a freewheeling policy. I don't interfere with who puts up articles.
You can blame me. Come on, I can take it.
I will.
Come on, Nigel. Give us your best shot.
To start with, Newcastle are 3 points above us. So David Moyes is useless, but Rafa's done a really good job. 3 points. And the season's not over yet. They've got two hard games coming up.
All right, but here's the question. Here's the question. You said on the previous podcast, David Moyes is not for you, but you can't see anyone else. On paper, would you agree Rafa Benitez is a more experienced and more decorated manager than David Moyes? Nigel Moyes.
Well, yeah.
But yes or no?
There's a couple of things here. Yes, I took the Stoke. I've not always maintained, because after the Stoke game, I did lose it with Moyes. But then I came back to my senses and stuck to the original plan that let's see how we get on at the end of the season. What is shameful about this, because it is shameful, is that why didn't you do this Saturday night? Why didn't you do it Sunday? I text you Saturday, go on, now do your poll. After one of the best performances.
It just came to me all of a sudden this morning.
Let's have a poll with these managers. It's disgraceful. But honestly, and the thing is, I've been a bit narked recently with the old super social media accounts and the way the club manage it and information gets out there. And I'm getting a bit sick and tired of it, to be honest. And it's a bit hard for me to dig out other people on social media without digging out you as well, because you're part of it. Because you are part of the circus act that this club
David Moyes says there's a culture of leaking.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. Which other managers try and... It is absolutely disgraceful.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, young Nigel. It's what goes on in football. And if you think that it only happens at West Ham, you're very naive. Because social media... You know, if you look around, there's lots of ITKs in every Premier League club and blogs and everything. It's all part and parcel of a modern day. And we sometimes live in this West Ham bubble where we think we've got the worst West Ham, you know, the worst supporters. We're the most complaining. We leak the most stories and everything. But we're caught in our own little bubble and we don't see what goes on elsewhere. And I would challenge you, stories are leaked. And it goes on elsewhere. We're just not so aware of it.
Don't make it right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
It may not make it right, but if you are in Sean's position and you are told things, you're not going to sort of say, oh, no, don't tell me these things, because obviously I won't want to write about them. You're going to do that. So you can't shoot the person who receives the information. You can shoot the messenger if you like. And it is true that the upper echelons of West Ham do talk to people more than I think other clubs do. I don't get involved in that because I've barely met two or three West Ham players in my time. I have met Karen Brady once, and then she forgot who I was 2 minutes later. And I've met Sullivan twice, Gold twice, so I don't get involved in that. If I email Sullivan about something, he always responds very quickly, and he does. And I try and pass on views that I've read on the site sometimes, say, well, look, this is what my lot are thinking, just to feed into the conversation. And sometimes he does respond in a very honest way, and I don't use the information that I get sometimes. It's quite interesting what he does say sometimes, but you have to respect sometimes that they I think sometimes flounder around and they don't know what to do. And when they're floundering around, they do I think try and gauge what fans think. And one of the ways they do that is by either looking at the sites, and they do look at the sites, or they talk to the people who run the sites.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
But hang on, these are professional business people that make the decisions off their own back. Why then do they feel the need to keep going out to the fans? Why?
Is this part because of we're their owner. Customers, and believe it or not, they care what we think
and
sometimes.
And they're fools. I'm sorry.
But surely you want them to take notice of the fans, Nigel.
No, I want them to run the football club properly. That's what I want. Right? Not to keep coming out. How can you? What does this say to future managers that are employed? Because what they've done is, we've undermined Bilic. Now, I never wanted Bilic out, and I think Bilic would have done just the same job as what Moyes has done. I think we'd be in this position under Bilic. I never wanted Bilic out, but the fans got their way. Yeah. Then we had Operation Moyes that actually, let's be real, a few people, one not so far away from us, was involved in selling us. How good Moyes was over Bilic, the professionalism, we need discipline. And then he disciplines Andy Carroll and everybody's up in arms. Oh, it's disrespectful.
No, I think it goes much deeper than that.
They're undermining David Moyes and they're undermining the manager. And they will do it. They've done it to everyone. So at Rafa Benitez, he's hardly going to walk out of a frying pan into the fire, is he? Because that's what he's doing. If you think Newcastle's bad, come here.
That may be true, but... when Moyes came, I emailed Sullivan to say, please don't appoint Moyes. He's just not a West Ham kind of manager, in my view. However, Moyes won me round within a very short space of time because I think he did change a lot of things for the better. He did introduce some discipline. He got the players fitter. And I thought, well, maybe I was wrong. But I think over the past month, 6 weeks, I think we've seen the real David Moyes, where he's fallen out with too many players. We know that for a fact. We know that the lineup he put out against Arsenal when it was exactly the same team that he put out against Stoke, which didn't do very well. And you're thinking, well, why would you stick with that team and that formation and that style of playing against Arsenal when we actually ought to have...
Because actually, against Arsenal, Arsenal, that was the right team. It was against Stoke, it was the wrong team.
Well, I don't think it was against Arsenal, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. The fact is, he's lost too many players, and he's got a track record of this in other clubs as well. And he's not playing, in my view, the way that maybe we thought he might be able to play. Now, I'm not saying that it would be a disaster if he stayed, but I do think there is a decision to be made. And if I was making that decision, I probably would say thank you and goodbye.
You know, it's all about perception, right? Someone tweeted me yesterday, they'd done the league table, what it looked like from when David Moyes was appointed. So what do you think it would be, Ian? What do you think West Ham's position is if the league table was just under games played throughout the whole teams with David Moyes? Where would West Ham be? Would we be bottom three?
Probably about 12th, 13th?
It would be 12th.
Which is amazing, well, since his win ratio was only about 26%.
This is what I'm saying. It's all about perception. People have perceived him now. Now, the thing is, a few of the big social media people have gone on board, right, let's get Moyes out, I want him out. And people listen to it and they take notice, because that's why we sit here and do it for West Ham fans to listen to us.
Who has done that?
Oh, please, don't make me name him, because I'll fall out with him again and I've only just
passed
it
up.
But I've got another man in the car park.
I disagree with you, by the way.
I genuinely don't know who you're talking about.
That's probably wise. It's another very well-known podcast of another podcast. But let's leave it there, because it's not worth naming it. Because there was an altercation in a car park. But
oh dear! I didn't know David Gold presented a podcast.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you can blame it on one. I thought there was a tide turning. You know, some of these social media accounts, right? We don't even know their names. Are youngsters, and they've got no affiliation with the board. They've got no affiliation with this. I think it was quite spontaneous, in the same way the Burnley protest was spontaneous. And just, I'll take on what you said on the chin, right? I'm part of the problem if I'm not part of the solution. But let me ask you this, right? You're on a WhatsApp group, a very privileged WhatsApp group, where I feed you information.
Why aren't I on this WhatsApp group?
Well, you could be added, Ian. 75% of what I tell you never gets in public.
Blatant homophobic discrimination here.
Yeah. 75%. Do you want to be off that? You disagree with everything of what gets leaked out. Are you saying you no longer want to receive that information, Nigel? Or are you part of the problem as well?
But I'm trusted not to reveal it. It don't come out. You know, 50% of it, I go, oh my fucking God, what is going on with this club?
Yeah.
You know that. So
I do have a filter for 75% of it. It's only the 25% that comes out. We all want to know. We all want to know. We're all hungry for news.
I'm going to shoot this dog in a minute and don't shut up. You ruined it last week. Now, don't ruin it now.
We don't want any... We just say that more than just
let
a podcast.
Let me let him in. Hold up. Bloody dog.
I've never shot a dog or he wanted a dog shot.
Get in and shut up.
0800 34 CRSPCA
number. RSPCA, yeah. Cruelty to dog. Nigel.
Sorry.
I think you want information just as much as everyone else.
No, I don't give a monkey. Sean, you put it on there. I don't go, do I text you? What's the daily roundup today? You go, you never guess what. And what's the general perception on that WhatsApp group then, since you want to mention it, when you can tell us stuff? What is the general perception from three quarters of the people on that WhatsApp?
The general perception is complete disbelief at what they are getting told. I'm not going to go further on that.
The thing is, though, we're talking as if West Ham are very different to anywhere else. I work in the political world, and the political world is exactly the same. Everyone wants to know information. Everyone wants to know gossip. Yeah. It's the same in business. It's the same in sport. It's the same all across society. So we're not any different to anyone else.
That's rubbish. I don't think not everybody wants it. This is the thing. You're quoting a poll here with 3,500, and you expect the owners to take notice of it. It's 52,000 people, apparently, that have got season tickets. So why haven't they just emailed us and said, take a part in this poll? They can email us crap every day about the rubbish they wanted to buy. Do it properly then, instead of going out to Twitter. For 50% of the people that have taken this poll don't even go to games.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know full well that while the manager is still in position, they could never, ever do that.
Oh, but they've done it here.
Look at the trouble that PR guy Everton got into trouble for what he did about Sam Allardyce. It made me laugh, but...
So, but you've renewed your season ticket, yeah, Nigel?
I've renewed it, and as I put on Emma's chat forum, every drug addict needs their fix, no matter how much they dislike it.
Ian, are you renewing this season?
Yeah, I am going to renew. I had vaguely thought about it. I mean, it's like when Allardyce was manager, I vaguely thought about not doing it then, but I always knew I would in the end, because Nigel's absolutely right.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, exactly. And I will be renewing. My little semi-protest is I only renew... On the last day of May, rather than, I think I'll give them the money.
You were lucky; I wasn't afforded that luxury.
But I'll tell you a little story on that, Nigel.
Yeah, go on.
Probably shouldn't tell you it.
They extended it.
So, someone came to me and complained that they had to buy 2 years up front.
Yeah.
Right. And said how it wasn't fair and they couldn't afford it, etc. Yeah. So I talked to someone at the club and they said, and they agreed that they only had to pay 1 year at the lower price.
Yeah, oh dear. And hence is the problem.
But Nigel, I can make you an offer because I'm only going to renew one of my season tickets in the 1966 seat. So if you want the other one,
Nigel, there's an offer you can't refuse.
He's gone very silent, hasn't he? The thought of sitting next to me at every game.
You and Ian,
I'm so glad I didn't take West Ham. West Ham had sold out, because if I'd have bought a 1966 seat, I'm crying. I've just spent £1,000 on two adults for 2 years.
Yeah.
All the money they will get. That's it. That's all the money they get out of me. I don't even buy the programmes from them anymore. I don't buy nothing else. They would have earned more money out of me at the bowling than they will there.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from Nigel's anti-board rants.
Anti-social
media. It's time for this. It's Facebook Twitter question time, and if I slay it slow enough, it will be just an amount of time for Nigel to open the Facebook group before I finish saying this sentence. Nigel?
Well, what one do we use? Because apparently two of us put posts on the Facebook group.
Oh, did you put
them 30 seconds of each other?
No.
Yes, because you was too busy doing something else, so I thought I'd do it, and then you'd done it.
No.
Right hand, left hand.
Unfortunately, we've got 4 comments on my one and 10 comments on yours.
Well, it's obviously I'm the more popular.
So I'd put recording tonight to get your comments in by 8:45. That's funny. Moyes in or Moyes out still dominates. Bald in or bald out's on the back burner. Playing in, player out on the horizon. Thanks for listening. 4 comments. Lewis Aaron Trouts, would you still take Moyes if he was told to play more attacking like Ippo Ed was when we brought in a striking coach? His coaches are well respected and his fitness regime is working. I'd much rather have Silva, but I have a feeling that Everton are paying him until Ippo Ed gets sacked and we'll be employing.
Go on. I just want to talk about... Oh, go on. You finish the sentence.
Just let Lou, because Lou's a regular... Thanks for the pods during the season, lads. Look forward to more next season when hopefully all change. Not for you, though, hopefully. Sean out, I think. No, I've not even put that.
So people really, actually, I think the board really like the backroom team and think it's a really good backroom team. So even if Moyes left, they would hope to keep that backroom team together. I'm not sure that's going to happen. But I wrote a blog last night exactly saying Moyes has got no excuses not to go for it against Everton and Man United now. It's worth up to £10 million in merit prize money if we got up to 10th place. If we got won both and got 6 points and got to 44 points, we could get 10th place. So what has Moyes got to lose to prove us all wrong and set up an attacking game because we're safe now and just go for it?
Right.
It's a thought.
Yeah. Let's hope so. But of course, if he does that and gets smashed off the park, they'll all be pointing the finger at him going, see, we told you he's useless, sack him.
Yeah.
No win. Just while I think of it, nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, why wasn't Joe Hart on the bench last week? Is there something we should read into that?
Tom Dick.
There was he?
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's what the sources said, Sean, wasn't it?
He doesn't sound very sure, Nigel.
Moving on, Nick Harvey. Moyes out, but God knows who would take the job and be able to take the club forward under current ownership. Players, more important, we get right manager and recruitment policy in place, but I'm not hopeful all the time. Sullivan's pulling the strings. Stephen Humphrey, the American Hammers pod. Good show this week, but still a crap thing, tune. Thank Lord Jesus for us staying up. Don't know where we got him from or when we signed him. Is he Spanish or Mexican? But should we keep him? I think he's got a transfer to Tottenham, but still. Lee Pevers says, Stoke down, should we move for Shaqiri and Butland? Not talked about Shaqiri, have we?
Yeah, no, Shaqiri would be a good... Apparently he's got a £13 million release clause, which would be a bargain, but I see a lot of people after him at the same
time. Those
hips
don't lie.
No, they don't. And he's also... he can be brilliant on his day, but he's the opposite of consistent, isn't he? He's got some brilliant goals, and I think he's a player that we'd probably all like to see. But again, can you have Lanzini and Shaqiri in the same team? I don't think so.
And Arnautović. No.
Well, Arnautović was obviously his partner, wasn't he? He
but
played
if you
with
sell Lanzini, if Lanzini wants to go. See, the problem we've not really looked at is the transfer windows. Agents ain't going to want to move players that are going to the World Cup just in case they have a really good World Cup and can get them a bigger club. There's a lot of people going to be holding off. To top it all, we voted, or the clubs voted, to close the transfer window at the beginning of August. The World Cup ends in the middle of July. Whew, that's going to be a frenetic couple of weeks after the World Cup. But anyway, Sean wrote, podding tonight about 9. He says, looking at the time, 21:35. To discuss the great escape and the Leicester win. We discussed the Moyes situation, updates from the latest poll. John and George are busy tonight, so Ian Dale joins Nigel and Sean. Send in your questions, rants, statements of fact, or favourite West Ham joke. Paul Harris. When can we expect an announcement on David Moyes' future with West Ham? So when does your poll finish, Sean?
Sorry about that.
And do you think he will be given serious backing to build the squad if he's kept on? We all know that we are desperately in need of at least 6 or 7 quality signings, which he is right there, various positions.
I will say there's some question marks over his choice of Hugill, who I don't think they think are going to make the grade, and he'll probably be offloaded this summer again. Evra. Money was available in January, and I don't want to sound like an anti-Moyes person,
but the
rumours of him being a bit of a transfer diverer are true. He wants to see every single player. Now, that's all well and good, but he's been accused of treating it like its own money. And while that's good, if you want to... reserve money, I'm not sure it's quite what West Ham fans have in mind, and I just think we could if he stays this summer, I think we could go for a very frustrating summer where he divers and I'm not so sure, I need to have another look, and stay with what he knows.
West Ham fans, but West Ham fans need to realise we're just another crap also ran team floating about this two-tier league that any team outside the top 6 can get relegated. TV money has levelled the playing field to the point that
absolutely shite teams can spend £30 million on a player. Yeah. So we're all now chasing the same players. That's why there's only 3 points behind us and 6 or 7 places above us. Because
but I'll tell you what, one thing that we must not fall into the trap of doing in this transfer window is raiding all these relegated clubs for their cast-offs. I couldn't believe a story the other day. I don't know where I saw it.
Butland and Shaqiri.
No, Butland, fine. I mean, he's a class player.
But
the one that really got me going was Johnny Evans and Craig Dawson. These are the two central defenders who have essentially helped West Bromwich Albion get relegated. And they have, I've just been looking at the BBC website, they have actually got relegated now because Southampton beat Swansea. Swansea are almost certainly now down as well because they would have to, who are they playing in the final game? I can't remember. But Huddersfield, they've got two very difficult games, so their goal difference might be shut up. But Swansea will have to win their final game, which, well, who cares, frankly.
Well, great escape by Southampton. Anyway, move us on, Nigel.
Paul Sanders, on the Moyes in, Moyes out, given where we are when he took over and the fact that we could conceivably finish 10th or thereabouts, should we at least give him a transfer window and a full season to judge him before we sack him? I do think that.
Do you?
I don't see that. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Yeah, that's why. I'm not a Moyes lover. Yeah, as I said, I was a Bilic man. And Moyes, I was ambivalent, but I felt that he was sacked because a fans' campaign got him to sack. Well, those fans need to shut up and basically back Moyes instead of trying to undermine him again.
Mm. Weren't you encouraging myself and Ian to run polls to get rid of Sam Allardyce?
Sam Allardyce is a totally different kettle of fish. I've always said from South and up and proved with the writings of Overland and Sea, because it was when I was writing for Overland and Sea, that I'd have sacked Sam Allardyce the day after he joined the club. It was a cultural thing.
Were you part of the operation to get rid of Al? Yeah.
No, I was. Yes, I was. Yeah, I don't hide that. And I've got no shame in that because it was a cultural situation. This man was alien to the football club and you're winding me up now and I ain't going to buy it.
And move on.
Yeah, so Paul Harris back again. Can anyone understand why the club cannot offer James Collins a new deal? He has at least done enough for the club over his two spells to earn enough respect for an offer, which I do agree with. Douglas Woodhurst. I see that a lot of fans want Rafa. What are the odds on getting him? I'd prefer Eddie Howe and to build a squad. Who would you want if Moyes gets the inevitable bad post-season review by the Daves and we part by mutual agreement? See, I've always liked Eddie Howe and Chris Hughton.
No, not Chris Hughton. But I talk to any Norwich fan and they will tell you all about Chris Hughton.
Yeah, talk to any Brighton fan. Talk to Newcastle.
No, I wouldn't want. I mean, Eddie Howe, I think, is a fantastic manager, and he's certainly the one I would want to replace him. I can't believe you didn't put him in that poll, Sean.
Not fancied by the board, I hear.
How would you know?
just.
That's funny.
On what basis?
Just whispers, I hear.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, on what basis would they not fancy him?
I'm not at liberty to say.
He's a very good
messenger. He's just a messenger.
Yeah, I just,
as my animated friend, would
he was. Do you know what? He was fancied by the board a season or two ago. They've talked to people and sounded people out and agents and everything. And
so they take advice from agents on who they should appoint as a manager. Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Dear, oh dear.
You don't think agents
Why would they give a damn what an agent thought about a manager?
Because all the agents run managers as well now. If you want a manager, you have to talk to his agent, and the agents will tell you who's available for how much, what compensation. It's an agent.
Yeah, sure. You talk to the manager's agent, but you don't talk to other people about what the agents think about him. You judge the manager on what they've done, surely.
No comment.
And talk to players who've played with the manager. That's what
I think would happen. Talk to chairman, they talk to agents, they talk to players, they talk about
chairman won't talk to them now, they've upset them.
I don't believe everything you read in The Sun.
Oh, that rake. That teared me up.
Don't know, as you'll be getting an email from Sean. Anyway.
Favourite joke. Now that we are safe, when will Sean make his triumphant return as the London Stadium insider?
Who said that?
Ed Hawthorne. Paul Turner. Would Nigel like to join me at Selmo's Church Street before the Man United game? Selmo's is one for the locals. I think I'll give you a buzz tomorrow, Paul. Unless you're listening to that tomorrow, then I'll give you a buzz today. Unless you're listening to it Thursday, then I'd have rung you yesterday. But if you're listening after the game, I'm sure we'd have met up in Selmo's. Matt Floyd, right. Is there, because it's a local thing, Sean. So it's bad.
All right, okay. It's not in Surrey. Yeah, no, go on, move on.
It's not Isha High Street or Smolensky's. Matt Floyd, is there any news on the goalkeeper situation?
No.
No, right. David White, who would you like to see us sign and who would you like to see us offload now we're safe? Hopefully with the re-edited show, you'll get to hear that.
Yeah, so do I.
Ricky Burns, good boxer. Which players from the relegated clubs would you like to sign?
I'll
tell you what, we could probably pick Andre Ayer up for a song now.
Yeah. But Jack Butland would still be my for the right
absolutely.
Price.
Totally agree. But 40 million, that's what Stoke want for him, apparently.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Liam Tyrrell, knock, knock.
Who's there?
AB.
ABU.
That's it.
ABU. I don't get it.
What? I don't know.
Right. That's rubbish joke.
I'm voting you guys because, listen.
Let me do
Ian's
one.
Ian's an expat living upstairs.
Go on, Ian's going to do a joke.
I'll do one. Knock, knock. Go on then. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amber.
Amber Roo.
That's politics.
Oh, dear.
If I had a tumbleweed sound.
We'd be playing it every time you speak.
Yeah. Go on. What? Move us on. We've gone past the hour mark. We think so.
Oh, my God. I forgot to record the Eurovision Song Contest semi-final.
Oh.
Bucks is Terry Wogan still doing it?
Hardly gay at all.
Is Terry Wogan still doing it?
No, he's dead.
Oh. So Peter Snow's alive, but Terry Wogan's dead?
Yeah, that's about the sum of it. That's what we'll take away from this podcast.
When they said Morrissey couldn't do it, because Morrissey said he'd do it, but he has to be able to sing and write the song. And they went, no, and it's like, that's it, I lost faith. If they can't let Morrissey do it, what chance have we got?
Anyway, I feel we lose. It's not a political or a
European. I just checked Twitter. It's called filling.
Yeah, go on.
That's pros, you know.
And then I want to have predictions ready for both Man United and Everton.
Go on quickly because I don't have my dinner yet.
On Twitter,
yeah,
I put. Well, we tweeted both of us. So the replies we've had is William Wildman said, "With football dominated by results, we win a game. Give him the job. We lose Moyes out." And hold up. I've got to load the tweet up. He's bleeding. Over his reign, would you give him the job? Personally, he's not been good enough and I wouldn't. Thanks. So hopefully you've heard that. And the other reply was from my animated friend, Canning Sandlin. Looking forward to this. Cheers, Len. Don't forget to vote in the Lennies, people. So check out Canning Sandlin's Twitter feed. All the categories are there, and you can vote for the event. I'll give it a quick rundown. I know we didn't plan this. So the categories are best show or podcast.
For the Many with Ian Dale and Jackie Smith.
Yeah. The American podcast with Tony and Wally. The best show or podcast, best channel. I like Dave or UK Goldie.
It's got to be Hammer and Talk, isn't it?
Best Twitter account?
Ian Dale.
Oh.
Best personality?
Ian Dale.
You're beginning to sound like a few other people on Twitter.
Well, if I don't vote for myself, who would?
Yeah. You sound like an ex-personality. Disappointment of the season?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
Sycophant of the season? Sean, one for you, dear.
No, I was going for Puppet, actually. I don't want to be in two categories.
Astra Goo Goo Award for the biggest rant. Bald Puppet of the season.
That's mine.
And then there's another couple, which is the Paltrow Award, given to anyone blubbing for dramatic effect, and the Kanye West Award, given to given to outstanding performance of taking one seriously on social media.
Ooh. There's a few people
I've
for
got
that.
A few.
Anyway, get your votes in for the Lennies. I don't know which one we can put Nigel up for.
Listen.
I should have asked him for a told you so award, right? The person who says, I told you so, London Stadium, it's going to end in tears, I told you so. There should have been a told you so award.
I don't say that though.
Just for Nigel Khan. I told you so. I told you it would all end
what
in tears.
You should have done was
moving away from the bowling ground. Where were you lot 5 years ago when I had my little complaint, who's you? Yeah, where were you lot? Where were you lot? Hey, you weren't there now. Now you're all here. Anyway, there's two predictions. Let's start with Ian. Prediction for...
I'm going to go 2-0 to us against Manchester yes. United and 2-0 to us against Everton.
Wow. Nigel?
8-0 against Man United. And 16-0 against Everton.
What am I going to go for?
1-0.
Yeah, I'm going to go 1-0 Man United and 1-0 Everton. And that's, I think, we're going to win and get 6 points and get 10th
place.
Last
thing about the Everton game, people, just remember the opposition manager in the dugout. We should join in with the Everton fans in telling Sam what we think of him. Because how good will it be to have 57,000 people doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Everton fans asked to join in. Anyway, we've well overrun. Ian wants his dinner, so we need to go. So it's goodbye from me, Sean. It's goodbye from Ian Dale.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye from Nigel.
Laters.
Come on, you Irons.
Come on, you Irons. More than just a podcast.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.